terror and fatality have been stalking abroad in all ages.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
Drunken, raving lunatic.
Because it's cosmology and cryptography.
Unaccountable and almost imperceptible shudder.
Die by being cooked and drowned.
The real reason is so that it brings fairies back to life.
Ow!
Shameful debaucheries, flagrant treacheries.
Drow cheating.
Vicious literary critic.
But no sound, save a solitary shriek, escaped from his lacerated lips. I thought we agreed we were going to call it the Edgar Allan Poe cast.
Poe.
Remember, so we went to we went to a town, small town, and we stayed at the place where the girl had stayed before, and the guy who was I don't remember where he was from. I don't know if he was from Germany or
the innkeeper.
The innkeeper, yeah.
He was British.
Oh, he was British? Okay. So he told us basically that people usually go to the forest and commit suicide. And we were planning to, you know, we're going to stay there one night and then, you know, go next day, go to the forest, try to find this girl because he was pretty sure that's where she went. And the guys decided to play a game. I didn't. And at the end of the game, well, there was this story about the, you know, all legends or myths or scary tales. And they told us about the legend of the geisha of the. And we saw it at the end of the tale. Kind of,
at least a few of us did. I'm not sure if all of us. I know that the Japanese people that were at the table there, I don't think they saw it at all.
They didn't know.
Or at least they claim they
and
didn't.
Yeah. And
Yule,
the girl
Yule
was guided to the forest of death by the ferret. So we have to seek out the ferret.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just try and add Edwin in.
Once you add into the call, he can just join because that's going to appear on the call. You know, Skype does that, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Really, you know, it's what Skype's supposed to do. It is Skype.
Okay, well, for now we can continue without him. If he joins, that's good. Okay, so yes, I think that was a fairly good summary of what happened last time.
Yay!
So, yes. Yeah, so after that, the Japanese excuse themselves and head off to their rooms, and eventually, after you probably finish the rest of the sake and whiskey, whatever you're drinking, you head back yourself for the night, and I have some things to send you all, so this is going to be some just private messages to each of you.
Okay.
What I don't remember is, how did we arrive to that small town? And
let's see. We arrived at the port of Mito. We were immediately arrested, detained for 2 days. I believe there was some torture involved. Tossed out on the street, met Jennifer, who was a native woman there, and then she guided us to the hotel.
Then to get here, there was a train involved. We took the train and then
a bus.
A bus? Okay. That's the part that I didn't remember.
Yeah, and then a bus to Nashua Village at the base of Mount Fuji.
Is Randall actually asking why you're at this particular place or how you actually got there?
Yeah, like, why?
Yeah.
I don't really remember the clue that took us there, basically.
You had Jennifer's Well, if we're talking about Nao Shuai in particular, you knew that's where
she went.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, from the travel agent.
Veronica, sorry, I mean, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do we all have separate rooms at this hotel? Or are we all in the same room?
Let me just double check. So there are three available, so you can have all of those, you know, three double rooms and apportion yourself between them appropriately.
Okay. Then I presume that Mr. Malone and I are in the same room, so I will sit up with a start and look around to see that he's okay.
He will probably be sitting up himself.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Mr. Malone, are you okay?
The lights. Yeah, yeah. I just had a nightmare.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that, sir. I did as well. Yeah. I did as well. Oh, very disturbing.
Those tales, you know, got me seeing things in my dreams, Alan. I don't like it. I don't like this place. Find that girl and leave.
Well, we could always just say we couldn't find her and leave. Or say that she's dead. And leave. I mean, clearly she's never gonna be. We're never gonna find her. She's never gonna go back. We should just assume that I think we can just validly assume that she's dead and leave in the morning. Tell her mother this, and be done with this whole affair. You have your businesses to think of, sir.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's see what happens tomorrow, Alan, and we will take a decision. I didn't expect them to treat us that bad, honestly, when we came here. I was expecting this trip to be more like a vacation for us. Let's just stay away from the trees, Alan. And I go back to bed.
I'll lay back down and try to get some more sleep as well.
So you probably get another few hours of sleep, and then it's dawn. So still no Edwin. Let's just say we can say that, I don't know, do you want to have Henry following you around for the day, or I'll leave it up to you? What?
No, we can leave both him and Mr. Hastings here so they can come save us later.
Okay, yeah. That's a good idea. Okay, so I'm going to say, yes, Dan, you are the first one up and about, and as you walk down the stairs, you see James Axelby standing there, and he says,
Good morning.
I have a message for you. Passes you a... Oh, that's not coming through. Hold on. Passes you a slip of paper with the following written on it. It seems to be, you know, drawn in rather carefully lettered English, so...
Okay. Who... Did you see who left this?
It was a small boy. It's not that uncommon for people to use children to deliver messages, but...
Alright. Did you see the... Is it written, like, just plainly on the paper where he would have... It would have been.
I'm going to say it's. It was sealed.
Okay. Okay. I will. Just thank him and. keep it to myself for the moment.
It points you towards breakfast and.
Okay.
And
go get a.
Wishes you a good day.
Coffee. Same to you, sir. Coffee, maybe some waffles.
Might have to make a luck roll to see if they have waffles. Might be rice and fish.
I rolled a 14.
Oh, okay. It's a very well. That's
probably
going to
be my best roll of the day. For waffles.
Yes.
Totally right. Worth it.
The terrible cosmic horror that will happen later. So
yeah,
you have your waffles. So,
but I got waffles.
That's
a sand game.
probably around this time that Mikey and Alan are coming downstairs.
Yeah, I'm a little bit grumpy because I couldn't sleep very well. So I will be...
Guys!
I will be cursing at the... You know, in Italian, in a very low voice.
Good morning, Mr. Bell.
Oh,
good morning. Good morning.
Where did you find waffles out here?
Our host is excellent. So, yeah, coffee, waffles, remarkable. Go, eat. Taste of home.
That's the only thing, you know, that's the only nice thing that has happened to us since we got here.
No kidding.
There was only enough waffles for Dan's character, unfortunately. Everyone else is going to have rice and fish.
Oh.
Oh, Mr. Brendel, you couldn't have saved us some? Split the waffles amongst us?
I thought he had
us?
More on the way. I thought he would have had more on the way. Yeah.
Who has fish for breakfast?
I'm
going to
take the...
I hate this.
Apparently Japanese people do. I'm going to take the note and open it up and just kind of slide it across the table to those guys. That was waiting at the desk this morning. We're going to have to find somebody who can translate what in the hell that means.
Oh, it's a letter in Japanese?
Written in English, but the words, you know, past beware don't make... I forgot that the note didn't...
beware.
Past beware, I don't know what that is.
Konogwa Tying.
Konogwa Tying.
Who gave this to you, Mr. Brendel?
Our host did, Mr. Axelby. It was waiting at the desk, sealed up.
And who left it with him?
A kid.
A kid?
Oh. Yep. Somebody based... apparently it's pretty normal to have children used as couriers around here.
It's probably just some local children trying to play... tricks on the foreigners.
I really doubt the children around here can write English.
It's probably the children around here in conjunction with the innkeeper trying to play tricks on the foreigners.
Or the Japanese couple that we saw last night. Their English was pretty good.
Strikes me as just weird, though.
They seem like
this
the type
place
who
isn't creepy enough.
Konoga Time. Is that a name or is that a place? We don't even know.
Is the innkeeper around? Is he nearby?
Yeah, he's sort of
okay.
In and out.
Then I will take the note and I will walk up to him and ask him about it. Do you know anything about this? What is this, or who is this, or where is this Konoga Time?
Oh, where Konoga? Well, he's a it's like a. Oops. A scholar, I think. Yeah, he lives in this village. Don't know much about him. Sorry.
A scholar? Do you know where we can find him?
No, I don't think so. I don't know his address. The ferret will probably know. He knows everyone.
Okay. Well, we'll have to go play. We'll have to go pay this guy a visit. See what this is all about.
Well, good luck to you.
I guess we're pretty close to where Alan and the innkeeper are discussing this, right? I want to roll a psychology roll on this guy.
Okay. Yep. You can roll psychology. Yep.
Psychology check. Roll a psychology roll. Okay, let me check. Where is it? Psychology.
You can even have a 20% bonus.
Okay. Huh, I don't see it.
Maybe you have base.
No, I'm good. I got 50, I found it. Okay. Under check. 08.
Yeah, nice. I mean, you can tell that Axelby was being honest. He believes everything he's saying. He clearly doesn't particularly care. You know, about where this person lives. It's just... He was just... Yep.
Okay.
Passing on information.
So I'm using the version that, you know, that generates the bi-key generates in the HTML, and he doesn't order those by, well, probably because I'm using my cell phone to see it, but he didn't order them by skill. So the code was kind of on the first column. That's weird. Mm.
Hmm.
All right, so, well...
So shortly after you've sort of had that conversation, your guide Jennifer turns up again. She has been staying somewhere else in town, and she arrives and asks you what you want to do for the day.
Oh, that's her. So Jennifer, have you been in this town before?
No, it's It's got a bad reputation. Yeah.
Because of the forest and the geisha? And...
Yes. Yeah. Hmm. I mean, people only really come here for one reason.
Okay. So we're planning to go to the forest, I think. Right, right, guys?
Yeah. But the person we're looking for that, apparently might have gone in there. So
yeah.
We need to find a guy called the Ferret. So I'm sure he's going to be lovely and trustworthy with a name like that.
she sort of shudders a bit at the mention of the forest, and I'm happy to show you to the forest. I'll help you find this ferret, but I'm not going to go.
That's fine.
Not with what you're paying me.
Okay.
So she will offer to go and make a few inquiries around town, see if she can find this ferret for you.
Okay. Also, we would like to know about Konoga Time.
Okay. You're going to show her the notes?
Yeah. No, not the note, do we?
Oh, okay.
No, just your name.
Okay. She'll. Who's that?
Someone we're looking for that, maybe he can give us some extra information in town.
Okay. She will offer to go and look for information on both of those.
Excellent.
Okay. And unless you say anything else, she'll head off out into town and...
We won't.
Okay.
So, unless you're going to do anything else, shall we just want to wait and see what the result of that little
investigation
is?
We don't have any guns with us, right? They took them away.
They did. They took everything.
So I will go to the innkeeper and ask him, do you happen to have any pistols, revolvers, hunting rifles?
Oh, you Americans. No, but, really the only person around here that can get them for you is, funnily enough, the ferret. He'll probably either sell you some or hire you some. He's always around these parts. You'll meet him sooner or later.
How do you go about this place without having one? I don't understand. I don't understand this place.
Well, he sort of winks and says, "No one. I didn't. Never said I didn't have one."
Oh, okay. Good thinking.
Chuckles to himself.
I go back to the group and wait. Yeah, I guess. I don't want to do anything else. I don't know if you guys want to try something else.
Well, Mr. Malone, should we beat him up and take his gun?
No, Alan. Let's see if we can get one from the ferret.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I can take him, though, if you change your mind.
That's going to be our last resource, Alan. Not for now.
Always a proactive one, that Alan.
Just trying to be helpful, sir.
So you wait for a, you know, probably less than an hour, actually, and a man wanders into the inn and goes over to the innkeeper, has a conversation, and is pointed over towards you. And
yeah, as opposed to all the other groups like of Americans sitting around.
Says, I hear you're looking for me. I'm the ferret.
Does he look like a ferret?
not so much. he is a sort of not particularly scruffily dressed, but the clothes he are wearing are slightly he's wearing a jacket that's slightly too large for him, and a sort of weird mismatched selection of clothes.
Is he Japanese or is he a Westerner?
He is a Westerner. And he speaks with an... I have a feeling it's an Australian accent, but I can't... Where is the... This scenario is very weird. Let's... Okay, we'll just say he's Australian. So, what can I do you for?
Well, apparently quite a bit.
Yeah, we got a couple of things that we were hoping you might be able to assist us with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't feel particularly safe in the area. We'd like to procure a little self-defense, if possible.
Ah.
And also, we're looking for an individual that apparently was somebody that you had... been a guide for.
Okay. Do you have a name?
Somewhere.
Veronica Chadwick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the American. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, she gave me...
Young girl.
$5. Yeah, that's what I get. Get per day for a trip into the old Aki. Yeah. Well, yeah, there's no one else who's going to go there, so... Yes, I get to charge what I want. But yeah, we met last week sometime. I came by the hotel. Yeah, she was dressed like a spy in some book. She had the long coat and the hat. Yeah, we took a trip to the outskirts, and I kept trying to tell her about the, you know, natural features, plant life, and that. She just shushed me, and well, I had half a mind to call the whole thing off right there. You know, she was a kid and all, but. Oh, well, let the client have their way. So I showed her the entry to the forest. We went in, and she asked how to get deeper, and I showed her. Then she said she wanted to go back to the hotel, so we did, and that was that.
Okay. So last you saw her, you dropped her back off here?
Yeah. Well, I've seen it a load of times. They go out there, they wander around for a few days, you know, think about it, but... come back and go home, right? Well,
when's the last time that you made it into the interior of the forest? She hasn't been seen in a while now. So we're concerned that she might have actually... She might be in there somewhere.
Well, I think she probably is, yeah. I'd almost swear on it. She'd be wandering around there. Either trying to work up the courage to do it, or... Sometimes I just wander for a few days. But she's probably out there, alive.
We would like to procure your services in finding her.
$5 a day. I'll be your guide.
Look at the other guys.
You know, just to go to the forest, that's a little bit pricey. I will use some bargain.
Okay.
Can we leave it at 3?
Yeah, a large group like you. It's my rate, you know.
You know, probably we're going to stay here a few days. It's not just one day trip. So if we stay more than a day, let's do it 3. I fail my bargain.
Yeah, you look like gentlemen of means. I think you can afford my rates.
All right. What else?
And what's this I hear you mentioning about a little defense.
Yeah, we haven't exactly been treated as a as welcome guests since we hit the shores of this lovely country.
Ain't that
it would
the
just
truth?
Be nice to it would just be nice to have some means of defending ourselves and the possibility of being accosted again.
I could set you up with some rifles.
Yes, I will do. Adam, do you have any skills with rifles?
Let me check, sir. No, I do not. Never fired a rifle in my life.
Oh, don't worry, base is just fine.
if you have handguns, that will be better for us.
Handguns, they're hard to get, but I'll get you some rifles. I think that's the best I can do.
Okay. Rifles and a good sharp hacksaw?
Hacksaw? Sure.
Make them into pistols.
throw in the hacksaw for free. he has a think for a bit, and he says, 100 yen for a rifle, I'll throw in some ammunition for free.
Okay. Yes.
What's that translate to in our money?
Yeah. It's about $50.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, they really are hard to get hold of around here, aren't they?
So how many do you want?
I guess two will do.
Two. Okay. Cash up front. He holds out his hand.
Yeah, we can do an exchange. Give us the rifles, and we'll give you the money.
Okay, well, that seems fair enough. Okay, well, when do you want to head off? I have to go and obtain the equipment, you understand?
We want to get out of here as soon as possible, so the sooner that you can do it, the better for us.
Okay, well, yeah. 2 hours from now, I can meet you here.
At this point, I'm going to lean over to Mr. Malone and whisper, do we want to have him set up a meeting with this Kanogwa Tang guy, too. See what this is all about.
Yeah, asking about that.
Excuse me, Mr. Ferret. Do you know Kanogwa Tang?
He's an old university guy. I think he retired. Lives somewhere over. I think I know where he lives, actually.
Oh.
Why?
Well, maybe you could set up I can go meet him while Mr. Malone and... while you take Mr. Malone and Mr. Brendel into the forest?
Okay. If you want, I can give you his address. I can show you where it is. You guys could go over there and ask him a few questions while I gather this stuff together.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Even
let's,
better.
Let's do that. Yeah.
Okay, sure. And he'll... he'll jot down some instructions, maybe a little map for you.
Didn't Jennifer come back with you? So.
You're talking to him?
Yes.
Who? Sorry?
The girl we sent to look for you, sir. I describe her for him.
Oh, no. I wander around here every day about this time anyway, just to see if there's any tourists who need a guide.
Well,
coincidence.
Yeah. Because you said that you had heard that we were looking for you, and she's the only one we've told that's left the building. So.
Axelby told me you were looking for me.
Oh.
Thank you, Bert,
okay,
right?
I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so let's see, an extra 30 yen each, and I'll get you some tents and some bedrolls, stuff like that.
Okay.
Traveling food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basic supplies, flashlights.
He'll shake your hand and offer to meet you back here in about 2 hours.
Okay.
Okay.
And he gave us the address for this other guy, right?
Yes.
For the scholar. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We got an address and a map.
Anyway, okay. So he'll wander off, and as he is wandering out, you actually see Jennifer heading back, and she says, "Oh, hello, are you heading out somewhere?"
Yes. Apparently the ferret found us.
Oh, well, no.
It was him that just left, so.
Oh, that's good. I asked around, but no one really knew where he lived. He's a bit secretive, I think. But I got the address for this scholar for you.
Oh, excellent. I hold up the thing that Ferret gave us and see if it matches.
Ah.
She has.
Yes. Well, seems I was completely unneeded. Okay, well.
No, well, you can guide us there.
We will need you now. We don't know if he speaks any English.
Ah, mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Well, okay. Shall we head off?
Certainly.
Okay, and she will guide you across the town, and you arrive at a small house. It's a rather tiny house, just one door. There's a few other houses around.
Okay. I don't know if the tradition is to knock or yell or if there's a bell. Or really, cat through the window or what?
I'm just going to knock on the door.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm just... give me five minutes, or probably less, 2 minutes. I'll just be back. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
We need to figure out what we're going to ask this guy.
Who are you, and why are we supposed to be wary of you?
We were told to be wary of you, so we figured we would be proactive and just kill you now.
We keep asking, you know, about the tale of the geisha, and, you know,
and about the
someone
forest.
Told us he was a scholar, and that maybe he could tell us a little bit more about the forest, and maybe he has, you know, seen the girl we're looking for as well. What was her name again?
Veronica.
The name of the girl?
Veronica.
Yeah.
Veronica Chadwick.
That's one.
I'm back. Okay, so. You knock on the door, and a sort of late man in his early 50s, I suppose, answers the door. And he says something in Japanese, and Jennifer says something in Japanese, and she points at you, and he looks over and looks a bit surprised. And says, they have another little conversation in Japanese, and eventually Jennifer turns around and says, would you like to come in? He's invited you all in.
Okay. He doesn't speak English?
He does not.
Okay. Well, that's kind of as we expected.
So you are sort of ushered into the tiny little house, and it's a very small, modest dwelling, very clean, very neat, and there's a small sitting room attached to a tiny kitchen. There's one wall just completely loaded with books and bookshelves. There's a big print on the opposite wall showing the great teacher himself, Confucius, speaking to the emperor. And you are all served tea. And can you actually all just put your spot hidden scores in the chat window?
All right. Can you find yours, Randall?
Yeah, he's found it now. Okay, and actually all make a just D100 roll, and also write that in the chat, if you will.
Okay.
Okay, that's great. Okay, so after all sweet tea, Jennifer will turn to you and say, what would you like to ask?
Asking about the, well, telling that we are visiting, we're going to the forest, and someone told us he was a scholar, you know, of some importance, so maybe he could tell us a little bit more about the tale of the forest, the geisha, and at the end, after a while, asking about Veronica.
Okay, so she translates, and he says something, and you then get a reply in English. He says he is a scholar. He's an economist. He doesn't know.
Huh.
You know, he says he thinks that the claims of demons in the forest is just crazy talk. It's old superstition.
That's largely what we were thinking as well. But so okay.
I'm gonna take out the note hand it to him, and ask Jennifer to ask him about this.
Okay, he asks a question in Japanese, and Jennifer says something back to him, and he says something, and then you eventually get the reply. He is utterly confused. He knows nothing about this. He doesn't know who would have sent this to you, or why.
Okay, ask him about Veronica. At that same moment, I will cross my arms in front of my chest.
If he's seen an American girl here within the last week or two.
And I'm going to lean over to Mr. Malone and whisper, "Do you want to strong arm him, boss?"
No, I don't. Well, we're not going to do that right now. Maybe later.
Okay, boss.
After a while, Jennifer replies, and she says, "He says he knows nothing about an American girl. He knows that people go missing in the forest, but he tries to stay away from that kind of thing. He says he's an economist who's not particularly popular with some of the local nationalist groups because he advocates Western style reforms as a way of reinvigorating the economy. He can talk a bit about the socioeconomic effects of the capitalist system, but he has nothing to tell you about demons or kidnappings or suicides or whatever it is you're investigating.
Well, telling that probably this was all a joke. Someone was playing on us. We apologize. We're leaving now.
Alan, you notice, as this conversation is going on, there is someone spying on you outside. You see someone.
I mean, adult, child, man, woman.
It looks like an adult.
And they look suspicious.
They look rather suspicious as they have their sort of face pressed up against the window and are lurking.
I'm going to rush out and try to grab them.
Okay, how are you gonna? Are you gonna just rush for the door?
Yeah.
Okay. He realizes he's been made and he starts running away.
I'm gonna chase.
Okay. How are we gonna do this? Okay, make a
calling out as I go, Mr. Malone. There's someone outside.
make a dex roll and tell me what, do you get dex by one, dex by two, etc.
I get dex by two.
Dex by two, okay. So I'm just going to see if I have characteristics for this guy. Yes, I do. Oh dear, that is not so good for him.
If he has stats, we can kill it.
Okay, so actually, as he's running, he has a bit of an advantage on you because he realized he'd been made. You had to get to the door, and in that time, he'd already covered a bit of distance. He seems quite quite speedy, but he loses his foot and he trips on something and he tumbles over to the ground, and he tries desperately to get to his feet again. And as he does, you basically draw about level with him, and now you're very close to him. If you want to try and grab him or something, you might be able to.
I would like to try to do so. Yes, try to at least tackle him to the ground.
Okay, so you're going to try and sort of run into him, and would that be a grapple? No, I'm going to just say, what have you got in grapple?
I have a base in grapple.
Okay. Why don't you roll, see if you can do dex by three.
If I can do dex by three, I can, let's say 13 and 26. I can do dex by three, yes.
Okay, then let's see if he can dodge. Oh, you are very lucky. He does not dodge, and you basically tackle him, do a rugby tackle style attack, and you basically both go tumble into the ground.
Okay.
And at about the same time, you sort of make it. You both get up. You get to your feet, and you are now facing each other. And he turns, and he goes into a sort of fighting stance. What's your dex?
13.
Before that, Jonathan,
yes?
As soon as Alan get up and started running, getting through the door, I will apologize to the man.
Mm-hmm.
Say something like namaste or get out of there after Alan.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, so yeah, they're sort of, you're going to be a bit behind them anyway, mm-hmm. just so a couple of rounds to catch up. So this man turns to you and pulls out a knife, a rather nasty looking blade, and swings it at you. And he flails and misses wildly.
Oh, good.
Round one. Fight.
You can respond.
I will respond with a punch, since I have nothing else. And I hit.
Okay. Does he dodge? He does not. My dice are terrible today.
2 points.
Okay. He swings again with the knife. 99. He flails. He has 71 in martial arts. I mean, this is supposed to be a ninja character that you're having. Yeah. The knife flies out of his hands, I'm gonna say. Dear. Okay, your turn again.
I will punch and hit, just barely.
He's gonna try, and he dodges this time. So he's showing some reflexes. Okay. He is going to...
Mr. Malone! Some assistance! Help!
He is going to reach out and perform a sort of... it's effectively a grapple, which he succeeds in. You're going to have to roll grapple to see... what happens.
I botch.
He grabs hold of you, and before you know it, you are flying through the air and landing on your back.
Okay.
And you are winded for sort of 3 points of damage. And as you look up, you see him running away.
Okay. Did I get a look at him? Japanese guy, I assume?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So...
any scars or tattoos? Or...
Let's have
he's got a bloody nose.
appearance. No, unfortunately, he looks like most of the other Japanese people you've seen so far.
Short, dark hair.
Yes.
Fair enough.
And the others are sort of just approaching as you see, and they see basically this figure perform some kind of crazy ninja move, and you've been thrown through the air.
Right, I'll go to Alan then.
Are
you right? I saw you flying.
My back. Ow. Sorry, Mr. Malone. I was hoping you would catch up. You would catch up faster and be able to help me grab a hold of him.
Me too, Alan.
Make spot hidden checks.
No, I'm too winded. I can't see.
13. I passed.
66.
You see glinting in sort of a bit of bush to your side, something metallic.
I point to the place where I saw it. He's gotta be there. He's gotta be there. Let's go.
No.
I saw something.
You see a knife. It's a rather ornate Japanese knife that you may recognize as a tanto.
All right, I will pick it up.
And Alan can see that this is the knife that the attacker dropped.
Ah, you were lucky, Alan. Look at this. Oh. I will give it to him.
Oh, thank you, sir. Very nice knife. I'll slip it into my belt.
It's a very nice knife, and it seems to have something engraved upon it, but
I'll take a look at that. Then. It's in Japanese.
Yeah, Japanese symbols.
Okay.
I have to ask Jennifer.
I'll have to ask Jennifer to translate.
Mm-hmm. It's getting close to the time that you said you would meet the ferret again for your trip. Okay. And Jennifer is also with you. She's, you know, she sort of stayed behind to apologize to the old man and.
And go over and thank him for his hospitality and, you know, apologize for disturbing his afternoon.
You get the translation, he bows to you and he wishes you luck in your quest.
Thank him. Okay, guys, let's get back to the hotel so we can meet the weasel.
Ask Jennifer about the writing on the. On the knife, Alan.
Jennifer, would you take a look at... Do you know what this says?
She looks at it and she basically says, oh, this is a very famous manufacturer of samurai weapons. This knife is probably 300 years old.
Oh, I'll tuck it back into my belt. I'll be darned.
Jim always gets the magic swords.
Hey, you handed it to me. I'm keeping it.
Yeah, I hope you can use it.
It's okay, Mr. Malone. I may not have some skill in the rifle, but I do know my way around a blade.
Excellent.
Yeah, it functions like a, you know, a regular knife. So yeah,
perfect.
Not going to need a special skill for that. Okay.
Made by Hitori Hanzo.
Pretty much. Think of it like that. Okay, so you can make your way back to the ryokan, and waiting outside is the ferret. He has several large packs and bags and
excellent.
Are you ready to go?
Looks like you had a successful shopping trip.
So is it just the three of you?
For now, yes.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow someone else can join us, but today it's just the three of us.
Okay. Well, let's get on the road. At this point Jennifer will sort of wish you luck, and she's going to stay behind.
Okay. I'm going to ask on where we might be able to find her upon coming back.
If you want her to stick around, you can basically... She'll offer to stick around for a couple of days.
Yeah, could you keep an eye on...
Unless you want to basically pay her some... I suppose the others will be able to pay her rate, won't they? So
can you keep an eye on Mr. Shank and Mr. Hastings? Make sure they don't get into too much trouble while we're gone.
Of course. Yeah. I'll check on them tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the ferret will pass you each a backpack, and he also has a sort of a canvas bag. And it's wrapped tightly up, and he sort of taps the side of his nose and says, "I got the other equipment you were after in here, but best we don't unpack this until we get further out of town."
Excellent.
So you don't have a particularly long walk because where you actually are, the path towards the forest is quite near the hotel, and you walk for say 30 minutes, half an hour, and you the trees start getting denser and denser, and your guide is telling you various bits and pieces, and he's saying this isn't really the true forest yet. And we have about an hour's walk from here before we get into there. I mean, some parts of the forest are basically totally dark, even on the brightest of days. It's just really thick canopy. And you walk and you're on this path, and eventually you come round a bend in the path, and you stand on, you know, what looks like a border almost. You have the path leading off into the shadow, and the few feet into the forest is a large hand-painted sign lashed to the trees, and it has a few rows of Japanese characters. The ferret will turn to you and translate for you. It says, please reconsider your actions. Think of your families.
Okay.
Well, that's nice.
Seems reasonable to put to the entry of a forest where everybody kills themselves.
Mm-hmm. And he says, yes, shall we try and find your missing woman?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you cross the boundary into the forest, why don't you all make a sanity check?
All right.
I just barely pass.
I think I failed.
Passed.
Okay, if you pass, nothing.
Failed.
Okay, Mr. Malone, you experience a deep feeling of despair. It's just the kind of the overwhelming darkness of the forest, and the sort of the realization of what your task is just, it's unsettled you somewhat to the effect, to the sum of 1d3 points of sanity.
Are you okay, Mr. Malone? It's just a forest, sir.
That's a three. I pull out my handkerchief and start, you know, removing the sweat from my face. I don't know. I'm not feeling that well, Alan, but let's keep going. Let's find the girl and let's get out of here.
Okay.
You sure you don't want to wait
just
back?
Just a bunch of trees.
Are you sure you don't want to wait back at the hotel, sir?
I stop for a few seconds to consider that, look back, look to the forest. No, let's go. It's better if we stay together. I don't want to go back alone.
Okay.
Okay. So you head off deeper into the forest, and how are you actually going to do this? Are you basically trying to track someone? Are you just going to wander around shouting out her name, or what's your actual plan now you're here in the forest?
Veronica! Miss
Hmm.
Chadwick! Hello!
Yeah, probably a little bit of everything.
Mr. Ferret,
none
sir,
of us are.
Where did you? Can you show us where you actually took her? Where she went?
He will. I just need to double check something. He can offer to take you to the last place he saw her.
That's good enough.
That was the hotel.
yeah, that was.
I look at him suspiciously. He seems.
he offers to take you to the parts of the forest that he took her to, basically.
Okay.
So the bits that he knows,
that's
that she knows. So he sort of guides you down a path. And you wander along for quite a while. It's very dark, even though it was, you know, daylight outside. It's already getting dark in here. And you wander around probably about an hour or so, and at this point the ferret is he's looking a bit confused. He's going down paths and he's muttering something, turning around, going down another path. He's just sort of getting more frustrated each time he wanders around.
Something wrong, Mr. Ferret? You look confused, sir.
I seem to have lost my way. This is very strange. I could have No, I think, okay, it's this way. Definitely down this path. Down this path.
I roll my eyes.
Everyone make a spot hidden roll.
Pass.
Fail.
Pass.
Alan, you see something catches your eye, and you see something basically 20 feet up, stuck in a tree, is a hiking boot.
Oh, there's a hiking boot up there. How'd that get up there?
Did it fall off a person who's on a higher up branch?
Perhaps someone lost it out of a plane.
Possibility.
Does it look like it would be easy to climb up and get to it? Or?
You could try. It wouldn't be that hard if you had a decent enough ability at climbing things.
And if you had no ability at climbing things?
Then it might be a bit difficult.
Could I take a stick or a rock and knock it out of the tree? Would that be...
Give it a go.
I'm going to give that a go.
Put your rocks around. Okay.
Let me see if I can knock that out of the tree.
While you're all standing around looking at the tree, make a... everyone make spot hidden rolls, except for Alan, who's actually throwing things.
And I pass a throw roll.
Okay.
Somewhat remarkably.
Another spot 90. Roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get 90.
I pass.
Okay, so let's do that. So you throw this thing up. I'm going to say, okay, you dislodge this boot. It falls to the ground behind the tree.
Okay, I will pick it up.
Okay, so you go off to pick it off. Mikey, you've noticed that the ferret is missing.
Oh, God damn it! Where's the Australian guy? Hey, Mr. Ferret?
Huh? What? The ferret.
He's gone. Alan, you now have a boot.
Annoying.
Man's boot, woman's boot, tall boot, short boot, Western.
Tall man's boot, Japanese.
Big or small? Okay.
So it's a relatively big boot, you'd assume.
There's no markings on it or bloodstains? Or...
No, it's just a boot.
Okay.
And the others now seem slightly more preoccupied with...
Where'd he go? I found
he's
this.
Gone, Alan.
I found this, though, Mr.
He's
Malone.
Gone.
Is this a clue? I ended
up... Leave it, Alan. We're lost in the middle of this forest. We need to find our way back. Where's that guy? Ferret!
It's eerily silent.
Hmm.
I don't like this.
Do any of you have a tracking ability or anything like that?
Of course not.
I'm really good at hailing a cab.
I have base.
I mean, you look around, and there doesn't even seem to be.
We've all got 10%.
There seem to be no tracks leading away from where you are. There's, you can just about make out your tracks coming into this area, but there doesn't seem to be any corresponding tracks of someone leaving.
Well, certainly he cannot just disappear.
Well, it's just. Perhaps we should just follow our path back out of here.
Yeah.
We got the rifles, right?
Yes.
I will load the rifle.
Oh, yeah. So you actually hadn't unwrapped that yet, had you? So if you want to unwrap the rifle package.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead and do that. You find three incredibly rusty and ill-kept .22 bolt-action hunting rifles and about... 30 rounds of ammunition in total. Sorry, there's two rifles and about 20 rounds of ammunition.
This isn't worth $2. That guy's gonna pay.
But you have the realization that you didn't actually charge the ferret, pay the ferret yet.
Okay, that's good then. I'm paying for this rifle.
I must have missed it. Is there ammunition with it?
Yeah, there's 20 rounds.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take one round, load it in the rifle, and test fire.
Okay.
I'll just shoot it off some random direction into the forest that's not pointed at...
Yeah, you hear a rather loud gunshot, and it echoes around the forest, and you hear a few birds fly away from the area. you now have 19 rounds of ammunition.
Yeah, but we know... We know at least one of the rifles.
Working.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I should have made you roll to see if you completely botched, but so
I
these
did
effectively
not.
Have a malfunction rate of 95, so yeah, botch or above. It's going to make it
okay.
Fall to pieces. Okay. It's getting even darker now. It's soon going to be completely black.
I think we should just follow our tracks and get out of here.
Screw them, yeah. Yeah, let's just follow our way back.
Okay. So how are you going to... Are you trying to track your path?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you'll make a track roll.
Nope.
And you can all have a minus 20% penalty.
No.
No way. The base is a 10.
I somehow fail to roll under that negative 10.
Yeah, it's dark. It's
yeah.
It's a bit confusing. So you wonder.
Well, I cleverly marked the trees with chalk marks on our way in, so we're just fine.
Yeah, can't we just follow the thread that we?
Yeah, we tied a string to the hotel.
Who has the lowest sanity?
63 here.
I don't know.
Because I have very low sanity. I have 32.
34.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay. Mikey, make a sanity check with a minus 20% penalty.
Oh my God. So that's like 12.
Yes.
25.
Okay. Just a second.
Hope Krebs is up to the task of restraining his boss.
I have a rifle. And I'm not afraid to use it. And a knife.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Maybe a straight jacket in your pocket?
I take out the handkerchief again and start removing the sweat from my face. And
are you okay, Mr. Malone?
I sit down. No, I need to sit down. You can continue without me. I'll stay here. Go on, Adam.
No, I don't think that's such a good idea, sir. Come on.
We're not going to leave you in the middle of these friggin' woods.
And
I start removing my shoes.
No, don't do that. I'm gonna grab onto him, hold him, keep him from doing that, get him to stand up like this.
It's okay, Alan. It's just not worth it anymore. It's just not worth it. Just keep going, man. I will wait here.
It was not worth it a long time ago, sir. It's time to go home now. Come on.
I started looking up on the trees, looking for for branches.
Let's get back to New York. Come on, time to go back to New York. I'm gonna start dragging. Yeah. I'm just gonna drag him. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah, we'll take you back to Hell's Kitchen. Then you can see what depressing really is.
I guess I start to walk along, looking back at the branch that I saw that was strong.
I'm gonna keep a firm hand on Mr. Malone and drag him along.
I don't know.
Randall,
make a pow times five.
Check 62. Let me check my pal. Oh no, I failed.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna make this a private message.
As I walking along. Hold on, Alan. I'm not feeling well.
No, come on, sir. Can't stop now. We're almost back.
I removed the knife from Alan's belt and I cut my wrist.
I'm gonna try to stop him from even going for the knife. I knew I should have just knocked him out.
Before. So you can make a spot hidden check to see if you notice him going for the knife.
And now I fail.
Yeah, then he's able to successfully grab the knife.
Then I'm gonna grab him.
And let's see in that. Randall can make a roll to see if he's able to use the knife. Just make a D100.
Oh, 04.
he's just too fast for you, and he whips the knife around, you know, kind of like an experienced sushi chef, and he makes a deep slash towards his wrist, and at the very final moment he stops, and as you're standing there, Mr. Malone, you realize that the feelings that you were feeling have gone. And you're all of a sudden rather shaken and disturbed. And you can make another sanity check. Actually, so can everyone else for witnessing this.
I pass.
I failed.
So did he actually cut himself or no?
He was very close and okay. Didn't. So if okay, so who passed?
I passed.
That's one. Dan?
Failed.
That's 1d3. And Randall, did you pass or fail?
I failed, yeah.
Then for you, that's 1d6 at the realization of what you've just tried to do.
5 points.
Whoa.
Excellent.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Okay.
I stopped right before I cut my wrist, and I stop and I look around and I drop the knife, and what happens?
Alan is going to push Mr. Malone away from the knife and pick it up quickly. Mr. Malone, what are you doing?
Mikey, get a hold of yourself, man.
Make an idea roll.
This is
everyone, or
just
Randall's idea roll.
Randall,
no, sorry.
Yeah,
I failed.
Ah, okay. Well,
so okay. Yep.
You just want to do that. You just sort of pause for a while, and you can't quite remember what's just happened. You know, you're not entirely sure why you're here, and you seem to remember a knife, but now it's gone.
I look around and I say, "Have we find Ferret,
Mr. Malone? What's I'm looking look at him closely.
I'm feeling dizzy. I don't know. Let's keep going. Let's get out of the forest. What just happened? Keep walking.
I'm going to walk a few steps behind Mr. Malone. Keep an eye.
Okay. It's now very dark, and it's now pitch black, and it is getting cold.
Well, perhaps we should set up camp for the night.
Yeah, looks like we don't have much option here.
Can you, here, Mr. Malone, why don't you sit down and rest for a few minutes? Mr. Brendel, can you get a fire going and I'll pitch our tent here?
Sure, I'll see what I can find here for loose wood. So, yeah, I'll start gathering stuff together and sort of taking wild guesses as to what's useful for a fire and what's not.
Yeah, you can find plenty of sort of, dry wood.
Okay.
There's even a nice sort of, relatively flat clearing nearby that you can pitch your tents in.
Okay.
Well, I will try to help since I don't remember quite exactly what happened.
You just sit there and relax, Mr. Malone. We can manage this.
All right. I guess I will keep calling Ferret. Ferret, where the hell are you?
Okay. So you can make a fire and you can sort of gather around that, and it's slightly disturbing to note that the light from the fire doesn't seem to penetrate the forest much. You can see each other in it, and your tents are lit up, but the rest of the forest is still oppressively black and dark, and just completely eerily silent.
Oh, I can see why the locals don't like it in here. I propose when we get back home, setting up some sort of a deal where we bring in some bulldozers and knock this thing down and set up, a sports stadium or convention center or something, anything.
That's a good idea.
Grazing fields for cattle.
So you can sort of try to, you know, you have something to eat, have some of your trail rations, and have something to drink, and eventually, yeah, you're not going to be able to stay awake for much longer. You're going to try and get some sleep.
Sure.
One of us should try and stay awake at a time in case Ferret sees the firelight and shows up.
Okay. Do you want to set up a sort of watch system?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Well, then you should do that.
Yeah, I can try and... Okay, so I'm going to try and stay up for an extra few hours. And
okay. So everyone else heads off to bed, and so you try, Mr. Brindle, to stay awake.
I've got one of the rifles on my lap, and
your eyes are just so heavy, and just close them for a while. That would be so nice if you just rest your eyes.
Yeah, maybe. One at a time,
Yeah, it feels really good just to relax and.
I hate camping.
Just a 5 minute snooze, and that would be fine, wouldn't it?
I hope that damn ferret shows up because I'm going to shoot him.
Do you want to try and resist falling asleep, or? Are you going to give in to the urge?
I'd like to, if possible.
Okay. Make a pow check and tell me by how much you pow by one, pow by two, etc.
Let's see. I made pow by nine.
Ah, then you fall into a deep sleep. And as you all sleep, you will dream. Of the forest. Hold on, copying and pasting did not work. Let me just try and fix that bit of it. Apologies. That's what happens when you copy and paste directly from the...
You use like Notepad or something as an intermediary.
Oh, sorry.
Who's giggling in the background?
Yeah, that's really creepy.
Yeah. That's kind of awesome, actually.
You get a... message from beyond.
Right.
I still say we light the forest on fire and then just leave.
There you go. Does anyone want to read this out?
Yes, but just a quick question. What it says, Regina, is it Regina or is it Victoria?
Regina, yes.
Okay, so the older aunt.
Mm-hmm.
At least, yeah, I'm assuming.
Okay. You want to go then, Jim?
Sure.
No, I'm going to change that into Victoria because I think that makes more sense.
Okay.
Okay. Mistake earlier in the scenario, but let's
change I'll read it. In your dream, you are wandering down the path through a stretch of trees. The forest is so dense here that it seems you walk through a tunnel, getting smaller and smaller as you go forward. Walking down the path towards you is Victoria. Is Victoria Chadwick. She holds her arms out to you and silently mouths the word. Help. Suddenly two ghostly hands appear at her.
Shoulders. Okay. You look at the final one.
You got to keep scrolling down, and there's a better version of it.
Oh, is there? Wait a second. Oh, there it is. Sorry. Appear at her shoulders and seem to fling her away from you. She tumbles over and over as if in free fall, and then disappears. Now hovering in the air before you is an apparition. The translucent form of a woman in the traditional garb of a geisha, her elegant hair flowing loose in air as if blown by unfelt wind. As you look into her face, you see her eyes are the empty sockets of a skull, and her mouth opens to reveal that her teeth are razor-sharp tusks. She screams, and her scream is so loud that it could end the world.
This, you all wake up, and you can all make a sanity check. You actually get a plus 10% bonus to that sanity check.
I need it in order to pass.
I failed again.
When both the when all the zeros come up, that's bad, right? That's
okay. So it's one d3 if you
I
fail.
I just got a 100.
Okay. Obviously, you get all three of those if you're botched, and one if you've passed. But even more disturbingly, you realize you have awoken in a place that you did not go to sleep in. You're in an area. It's almost a slight clearing. You can actually see sunlight and daylight flowing in from above. Whereas before, you were absolutely certain you were in a portion of the forest where there was virtually no break in the tree cover. Also, the surrounding is unfamiliar. You're now on rockier ground. You can't seem to see the path that was nearby. But strangely enough, your tents are all pitched, and the relative position of everything is the same. It's very disturbing.
Okay. This isn't where we went to sleep. It's not the same campsite.
What is going on?
What the hell's going on? I've got the rifle that was on my lap. I'm kind of like swinging it around. And like, what the hell's going on?
Maybe we should just...
I don't like this place.
Maybe we should just stay here and wait for Mr. Shank and Mr. Hastings to come find us. I'm sure they'll be along.
We don't even know where we are. How are they going to know where we are? The only guy that could have guided us has gone bye-bye.
I don't like this at all. I hate this place. I said it from the beginning. I hate this place. You shouldn't have come, Adam. You were right.
Yes, sir, if you say so.
So, is there...
Okay.
How do we go back or try to, you know, go back to the town, Jonathan?
You tell me.
do we know a general direction from town which we came? I mean, were we going east, west, north, south?
Yeah, you know the general direction from the forest back to the town.
Okay, then we will walk in the opposite. Then we will look for the sun, presuming it's morning, and walk in the opposite direction.
Okay, you can do that. And it takes you sort of into the forest, and you head in that direction. Are you going to pack up your tents?
Pulling out my compass.
Ah, yeah. Excellent. If you pull out your compass, this is very strange. It seems to be spinning all over the place and twitching between random directions.
What in the hell? I paid $2 for this thing before we left New York. What piece of crap.
Perhaps next time you should not shop at the discount stores, Mr. Brendel.
This was at a camping supply store. He said it was a good one.
Fortunately, if the sun is over there, then we need to go in this direction. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You
tuck the compass back away and
pack the tents and wander in that direction. Okay. So you start wandering, and eventually you come across a man. A middle-aged Caucasian man sitting in a little campsite. He has graying hair and a full beard. I mean, he looks like some kind of scholar. He sits on a folding stool. He has a notebook open in his lap, and he adjusts the focus of his expensive-looking telescope while you watch. There's an empty fire pit and a small tent behind him, and he notices your approach, and he gives you a small wave.
Ah, wonderful. Excuse me, sir. Can you tell us how to get back to town?
Hello. Yes.
We seem to be a little lost.
Okay. Well, he'll sort of point to the path and say that he came from that direction. You've just got to head down that path. You turn right and then left, and that should be the way.
Oh. Alan, my name is Alan Krebs, by the way. This is Mr. Brendel and Mr. Malone.
Ah, nice to meet you. Hans Frick.
Ah, what brings you to Japan, Mr. Frick?
I'm a bit of a naturalist and researching the migratory patterns of these fascinating Asian inland birds.
I see.
Well, they do got all sorts of unusual animals around here, so
It's a bit strange. Haven't really been able to see many birds, but haven't been at it long, so I better get back to my work.
Persistence pays off. Thank you very much for the directions.
Oh well, happy to be of assistance. Yes. He sort of looks back at his telescope.
We'll follow the directions.
Okay.
Yep.
You bid him farewell. So you follow the path in the rough direction that he said, and he described a rather distinctive tree that you had to come to, and then you would turn off to the right, and eventually you see this tree.
Excellent.
And you head off to the right, and you wander for a bit more. And as you're wandering down this path, you can all make a sanity roll.
No. 81, not a chance.
11, I pass finally.
If you pass, it's 0. If you fail, it's 1.
I fail.
Because you walk down this path, and after a while, you come upon exactly the same tree that you saw before. It's this incredibly distinctive-looking tree.
Okay.
Well, that's strange. And I wouldn't have thought there would be more than one tree like that in the forest. Whatever.
Oh, I think we're going around in circles.
Do they come in multiples like that?
You do know that there's absolutely no way you could have done a circular loop and come back around on where you were.
Yeah, it's just there's just more than one of these trees. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Nothing to get excited over, although apparently I did.
Okay, well, hopefully it wasn't this tree he was referring to that we had to turn at, so we'll just keep going where we were going.
Which are you going to turn, left or right?
I don't know. We were supposed to turn right when we saw the tree the first time.
So let's turn right here.
So it'll either lead us back the way we came, or we'll be on the right path. So, okay.
So you wander along the path, and all of a sudden
the village appears.
You find yourselves snapping awake, as if you were in a dream. Everything about the world is startling. You don't recognize where you are in the forest. Where you were walking along fine just a moment ago, you now feel suddenly exhausted. You're dehydrated and very hungry. And it's quite dark now.
Okay, I'm sorry. So we wake up as, like, we've been walking, not we wake up and it's still the night before. We're back in the tent.
Yeah, you wake up and you're now in a different part of the forest. You're thirsty and hungry, and it's dark.
Oh, my goodness. We've been walking for longer than I thought.
this is just getting a bit much. Let's stop and sit down for a minute, get a bite of something and some water, and
if you look down at your clothes, you see that they're all dirty. It's like you've been walking along the forest for hours, perhaps even climbing, scrabbling through bushes. And you can check your packs and they haven't been touched. They're still full of food and your gear.
Alright, good.
Do we have water in there too?
Yes.
Okay. Then I will take some.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check the compass again and see if it's still wonky.
It is. Yep.
And it worked beautifully on the trip over here, and as soon as you get into the woods, it goes nuts.
Must have been the salt air on the ship.
Possibly.
I will try to make an effort to wake up.
You know what's happening?
I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming. I will wake up now.
Have a seat, Mr. Malone. Here, have a drink of water. It's okay. We've just been walking for a while. We're just a little dehydrated.
If you get where you're not sure, just pinch yourself, Mike.
Yeah. I'll do that. This doesn't make any sense. I look around the place and sip some water.
Yeah, this is just crazy.
Is it pitch black already, or is it just...
It's darker, so it's not... It's yeah, you've probably got a few hours of before it's completely dark.
Well, we're already kind of tired and dehydrated. Perhaps we should just camp here and keep going in the morning.
The other guys should be, you know, planning some sort of a rescue party or something. I mean, we've been gone for a full day, a little over, so...
We probably should have just stayed with that bird-watching fellow we met earlier.
Yeah, probably gone back together.
Well, maybe we'll happen to just randomly run into someone else in the forest tomorrow.
Yeah. For a place that nobody wants to go to, there seems to be an awful lot of us roaming around in it.
Oh, can you get the fire going again, sir? Mr. Brendel, I'll pitch the tent.
Okay.
Here.
So, yeah, I'll get the fire put together.
Do you guys want to use this as a convenient place to stop for the day, or...
I think that would kind of make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a flight I got to go catch.
Okay. Next time we can, which is, again, going to be in 2 weeks, we can see if we can bring the others back in.
All right.
And you could potentially finish the scenario in one session.
Hmm.
But we might need two to make it to completely round, tie off all the loose ends. Of course, if you all survive, that is. So
yeah.
Right.
Cool.
Okay.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week then. Well, not you, Jonathan, right?
Yeah, I'll speak to everyone in 2 weeks.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Have a good week, guys. Bye.
Cheers.
See you guys. Bye. Good luck, you.